In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Monday. It is your sportsman. My name is Isaac. Hello.
Sada.
Big Suits right over there.
Ready.
Oh, dude.
And the Schnitzel Wolf is in on the ones and twos.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, you too, bitch.
Appreciate you, bitch.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
No, maybe you celebrate Christmas in a non-bitchy, happy
I'm stringing lights tonight.
Way.
I got some more lights.
Already did it.
Well, I did too, but I looked at it and I was like, you know what?
Not enough.
I need more.
You think we need one more?
I'm in the spirit, man.
I love it, man.
I'm ready to go.
Let's go.
I put more up in the house last night too. So like we have some on our mantle now.
Yes.
Yeah.
My wife bought these two little weirdo Christmas trees that are small little things.
Sure.
That we lit up today. Like it's on, baby. Mm-hmm. It's on, baby. Let's go.
I love you getting into the holiday spirit.
Christmas
Let's do it.
Is great. So, got some sports talk coming up here. We've got to get into college football championship weekend with Fernando Mendoza.
Yep. Given one of the more unique interviews we've ever seen.
Hey, glory to God.
Hey, balls of steel.
Glory to God.
Did that throw down the sideline? Dude, that's big time stuff right there.
Coming up tonight in the club, we have some new merch for you. And how many Americans know this will cease to exist?
Seven.
Oh, man.
Soon to be more.
That's our final hour, 6 to 7. What else is I going to tell you? I was going to tell you something.
Couldn't help you with that one.
Well, I got some headlines here.
Okay. Rapid fire.
There's a lot going on. Yeah, we've got the Ducks game set. They're playing on the 20th, so it's not this weekend. For those of you thinking that the college football playoff would be this weekend, that would be way too convenient. Yeah. No. It's not until next weekend. So they play on the 20th at Autzen against James Madison.
Yeah, and that's the only downside of this.
They are 21-point favorites. The Ducks.
The idea that you were going to get a home playoff game at Autzen Stadium is just phenomenal. But at one point, we were talking about Alabama coming.
Notre Dame.
And no offense to James Madison, but...
But offense.
Is there a single player on James Madison that would sniff the field at Oregon? My guess is probably not.
Well, the one thing is, Cignetti brought all his bros over to Indiana. Well, he brought a bunch of guys from James Madison to Indiana.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and they're really good. They've only lost one game, and Bob Chesney's already got another job. He's their coach. He's moving on to
UCLA.
Yeah. And so a lot of people rave about him. So, I mean, I don't know. There's probably one or two, don't you think? Maybe one? There's got to be.
Maybe. I don't know if anyone starts. They might see the field. I mean, literally, any player on Oregon would be the best player on James Madison. And 21, I'll tell you what, I'll lay the points. I mean, we saw James Madison, they beat Washington State, and I watched some of that. To be fair, that's the only time I've watched James Madison, and I still don't know how Washington State lost that game. But they beat Washington State, I think, 20-24, and then they won that, and then the other game they lost... The only game they lost was Louisville.
Yeah, they lost by 14.
And I was going to say, it wasn't completely an ass-kicking, but make no mistake about it. There's a reason they're 20-point underdogs. And
21.
You take Oregon and you lay the points.
So the kickoff will be at 4:30 on the 20th, Saturday the 20th.
That's the only downside, and you can't complain. The place is going to be rocking, home playoff game. And I think it sets up so well for you because it's a game that you get a tune-up, right? You get the 3 weeks off. You didn't play in the Big Ten title game. You get a chance to get healthy. And to be honest with you, none of those receivers need to play in this game. But if a couple of them can go back, it means that your first action won't be against Texas Tech. This is like an old man easing into a bath. You get it's a warm-up game to knock off the rust, and then you're going to get Texas Tech, who will have had the long layoff. And I think there's some value that we saw last year in that.
Well, Lanning did say that he is going to mix some things up. You know, this will be, God, will it be like, when's the last time they played?
Washington.
And what was the date?
I think it's 21 days. I think last year it was 24-25.
Two days after Thanksgiving.
And this one will be 21 days.
So it's 3 weeks.
Yes.
And that's a long layoff, but Lanning said that he's going to switch some things up based on the rust that they had last year.
Yeah, he said they're not going to talk about it, but he said he learned some things, and absolutely. I just think this is a nice setup. Given the idea that had Texas Tech lost, I think there's a good chance Oregon could have been the 4 seed. I think a lot of Duck fans would prefer this, being the 5, getting to play James Madison, the tune-up, and then Texas Tech being the, I guess, the second-round game for you.
We have the Heisman finalists. The Heisman Trophy will be presented this weekend in New York City.
And one man, and one man only, is going to win it, but a couple people
Fernando Mendoza will be there.
Yes.
Diego Pavia will be there. Yeah. And I believe that Diego Pavia is evil Fernando Mendoza.
Yes, like in the upside down world.
Yes.
Because
yes.
Mendoza is like the friendliest, all glory to God, Jesus, and he smiles all the time. Whereas Pavia, like if there was an evil twin that had a mustache and a gold chain, it would be him.
Julian Sayin, and then is it Jeremiah Love?
Yes, the running back from Notre Dame.
Running back from Notre Dame.
Now, if you're picking the best player, it's Love, but he won't win. This is Mendoza's award. I honestly don't think it's going to be close.
Yeah, getting tired of that.
Tired of what?
Tired of just panning it to a quarterback. If the running back is better than the quarterback, then give it to the damn running back.
Jeremiah Love, and you won't get to see him because they're not in the playoff, but if you want to talk about the one or two best players, in college football, on offense at least, Jeremiah Love is one of them, and Jeremiah Smith, the Ohio State receiver, is probably the other.
Yeah, and yet neither one of them will
and
be.
Neither are, well, Love's there, but neither are going to win it. Yeah. The under-the-radar story of the weekend comes to us from Blazerland, Jace.
Blazers.
You're not following your hometown team's news, and I'm very disappointed in you.
I'm
very disappointed in you.
If this is something dumb about the Remix, I'm going to throw my phone at you.
The Remix?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Well, the Remix, like, they announced, like, some TV games for them. I remember seeing that.
Did you see, like, their Remix game with Young Hansen in it was, like, the most watched NBA product game in, years?
They started Young Hansen the other night.
He started the other night.
And look,
that guy is so bad.
I am not ready to throw. I mean,
you should be.
He is so young.
You should be ready
to throw. Oh, my God. He is so slow and flat-footed.
That dude's out of the league in
but he
years.
Can pass.
The idea that people were trying to make that a thing, wow.
Yeah.
But anywho.
Wow is right.
Continue.
Wow.
I agree. Okay, so the under-the-radar story of the weekend pertaining to your Portland Trail Blazers is... If you didn't see it. Sounds like Schultzy saw it.
I did.
Chance sold his house.
Big news, baby.
Really? That's the big news?
Yeah.
Oh, my, I hate you.
Don't hate me.
That's so stupid.
Why is that stupid news?
Yeah, why is that stupid? Don't be a bitch. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. That's big news.
Chance is out. That's big news.
And the family's out.
He was he's under federal indictment.
Why?
Did you think he was coming back?
Well, no. But
did you really? You really thought he was going to merge and be like, ha-ha,
no.
I'm back. And the NBA and the Blazers are going to be like, you know what? Don't worry, Chance. Your job's waiting for it.
Well,
really?
He does claim he did nothing wrong.
Well, he's a man of integrity and he's a man of increase.
There you go.
Clearly.
But yeah, the house sold, bro.
Well, don't let the door hit you on the way out. Bye.
Why? You hate Chance now?
No, but the idea that...
Come on, man.
How dumb can you be to sabotage your own life? So good luck to you.
It's actually pretty neat.
I think it's just the guarantee now. Like, we didn't know. Oh,
really?
My gosh.
We didn't know? We weren't aware of that? You really think the NBA was going
Schultzy,
to...
You idiot!
I am an idiot. You know what? We weren't waiting for the final shoe to drop or anything. That's not what this represents.
Let me just tell you something.
God! Schultzy's pissed.
When you're a sitting NBA coach or an NBA player... and the FBI follows you for a week and then shows up at your door.
Okay, but hold on.
That's the end.
Hey, I'm with Schulze. Nobody knew he was going to sell his house this fast.
Hey, you think someone got a good deal on that? Or
No, it sold for more than it was. So
how much?
Bought it for 3.9 days after he was announced as Blazers coach back in 21.
Yeah, yeah.
4.2375.
Hey, he's going to need those court costs. Good
so 4.2.
Hey,
so where is it? Was he in Laco?
Yes. Yeah, his Lake Oswego home. Let's see here. There's a couple.
Is it right on the lake?
No. No, it's not. It was built in 2002. This 7,300 square foot home sits on 1.74 acres of Forest Highlands neighborhood. And purchased shortly after Chauncey arrived.
Who do you think bought it?
I wonder.
And the do you Blazers? Think they know?
Well, a lot of times players struggle to sell their homes. Like, so I think it was like Dame was trying to get someone to buy his house. Like, they usually sell them to other players.
Well, Tumani Kamara just signed an extension. Maybe he bought it. Maybe Shady.
Didn't Scottie Pippen famously have his home here for years and years and years and could never sell it?
Jordan's home was on the market in Chicago for like 30 years.
I remember Juan Dixon, when he was a Blazer, he just rented his house to like Blazers like Greg Oden, who played on the team after him, because it was just such a hard sell. So.
Well, it's a dumb, like DeAndre Ayton bought like the most expensive home in Clark County. He actually bought a home on the Vancouver waterfront.
Right on the water.
I'm going to that lake.
And then, like, you leave here, and I don't know if anyone told you, but not a lot of people in Vancouver in the market for, like, a $9 million house. You might find that hard to sell. Just saying. Maybe rent.
Hee-hee, Magic Johnson.
Well, thank you for that breaking news.
Well, thanks for pooping all over the biggest news of the weekend. Chauncey is out.
Read the tea leaves, Suk.
Chauncey is out. Man, I really thought he was going to go back to that lake.
Well, they need him. Their new coach sucks.
I thought he was the
answer. That guy sucks. Who's that guy? Tiago whatever.
Tiago Splitter.
Tiago, let's go ahead and split.
Tiago, I got posterized by LeBron James Splitter. That is what I'm most
I just
for.
Could not believe how bad Young Hansen looked. I was like...
You couldn't believe that?
Well...
Even my dad saw that.
It is rough.
And he doesn't watch the NBA, but he was like, he lives in Oregon now, so he turned him on. He's like, you know, the Blazers are on. He told me this the other day. He's like, the Blazers are on tonight. They started that big old Chinese guy.
Yeah.
He goes, Isaac, oh my God.
Well, I had seen him play in some of the preseason stuff, and like, I could see like there was like some, and look, it's one game, but boy, that was a rough outing.
I mean, to the Blazers, last three draft picks, they haven't really been that great.
Who's the other two?
Scoot.
Oh, you're talking about Scoot Sharp and...
So, no, Sharp was before Scoot.
Yeah.
Sharp's, whatever.
Well, who's in between?
Donovan freaking Clingan.
Oh,
and
Clingan.
Is he good?
Yeah.
Sometimes, but he can only play 25 minutes a game, and he has arms the size of my wrist.
Yeah, he needs to hit the weight room.
God.
Again, did you notice my, you've been watching the Zers? You've been notice my point about their flabby arms? None of them are in shape. Not one of them, except for Kamara.
I love that that's still the hottest take. Is Rob thinks the Blazers have flabby arms minus Kamara.
Somebody has courage to actually watch the Blazers and do some... commentary. Unlike you little homer.
Getting that weight room, boys. Getting that weight room.
That's right. You guys are embarrassing. You go look at the other teams out there, they're all ripped, dunking on your ass.
Oh, the Blazers are
you
still
throw out
young.
Some Chinese guy who's like, I mean, what is happening?
Hey, is this
a bit?
It's the big tariff. Get on board.
God.
At one point he was gonna be the savior of this franchise. Still the draft, pulling a sting coming out of the rafters.
All right, there's your headlines. Coming up next, let's get to College Football Championship Weekend, the Fernando Mendoza edition on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you. have prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Okay, we got Monday Night Football underway.
We have Monsters, Inc. Monday Night Football.
My Chargers, your Eagles. It is 0-0.
Yeah. Herbert playing with the busted hand.
Riveting matchup.
The brace on there.
Oh, Marion.
You watching the Monsters, Inc. version?
I flipped over to it.
What does that mean?
They're doing the alternate broadcast where they're...
Like the Toy Story
one. The Toy Story one, like but this time it's Monsters, Inc., so... Are you not familiar with Monsters, Inc.?
No.
It's all digitalized
versions
of the players. It's stupid.
Yeah, it's the movie, the Disney Pixar movie, Monsters, Inc. So they all are little animated characters and...
Cute. Omarion Hampton's back, although that wasn't him that just broke one for the Chargers. I don't know who that guy is. Who's that guy?
I didn't see him on the Monsters, Inc. broadcast.
Why are they not showing the game?
I don't know. Like...
That's a problem.
It does seem a little problematic at this stage.
Yeah, they busted out about a 70-yard little screen pass to the
Vidal.
Backup. Yeah, who is that guy? Never heard of him.
Kabani Vidal.
Who that?
Who it is?
Number 30 for the Chargers.
New phone.
New
who
phone.
It is?
Who
it
is?
He's a backup running back.
Yeah.
Right. Well, championship weekend was, it's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought Indiana-Ohio State was the... I mean, think about it. The SEC was boring. Alabama got blown out. BYU looked beyond uncompetitive, just like they did in the first matchup. The ACC game ended up being fun, right? I mean, it was crappy because both teams suck, but it ended up being somewhat competitive. But the Ohio State-Indiana game was everything that you could want. That was two heavyweights slugging it out. And it was really cool to see Indiana win that. And to say that it didn't matter, and yes, to Ohio State, it probably didn't. I thought there was a lack of urgency on the part of Ohio State. Even after the game, it was kind of like, all right, well, we'll see you guys. Like, they're going to be fine. But to see what it meant to Indiana to win their first Big Ten title, I think since like the 1940s or whatever, that was awesome. And to see what Cignetti has done, that is as good a story in college football as I have ever seen in my entire life. And as Urban Meyer said, he called it the greatest coaching job in the history of college football, and I can't disagree.
Yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around Cignetti.
Yes.
Like, it's just, it's one of one.
You're not supposed to be able to do that.
No.
Not at this level. And last
from
year-
From
James Madison to come here, and it wasn't like he was some young upstart coach, and he came in immediately and was like, I win, Google me. They come in, they get the college football playoff, but the two elite teams that they played last year, they got bullied against. And so they come back this year, hit the transfer portal again. I think they were like 15th, by the way, in the Big Ten in recruiting the last 2 years. It's not like they're bringing in a bunch of high school talent. And the idea was, I didn't believe in them. I was like, all right, you did it 1 year, but you got exposed. You'll get exposed again. And not only did they go perfect, but they went on the road and beat Oregon, who's a legit national title contending team. And then they just got done taking down the defending national champions, the number one team in the country. Like, this doesn't happen. If you wrote this in a Disney movie starring, who is it? Is it Dennis Quaid that does all of these? Or like Kevin Costner as Kurt Cignetti? We'd all make fun of it. And yet here we are living it out. And if they manage to win the whole thing, I don't think they will. That will be a all-timer. Outside of maybe the Miracle on Ice, this will be the greatest story, the greatest like upset underdog thing in my lifetime.
So I thought perhaps Fernando Mendoza was doing a bit.
No.
After the game.
No, that's him.
If you didn't, do you have that in there, Schultz? Do you have Mendoza's post game in there?
I don't think so. I can go find it though.
Yeah, you probably won't get the same feel on the radio because you had to see his face, but...
And can I say this in the most polite way?
No.
Okay. Then I don't want I don't want it to come across as rude.
Uh-oh.
His face is... It's odd. I don't know what...
Well, he's got a... He's very hard to explain. He's got a Kirk Cousins vibe to him, first of all. Like, he's very wholesome.
Yes.
He's a glory to God guy. We're getting a lot of glory to God these days.
Yes. God is playing a huge role in football.
With Mendoza, though, he's a little... It's almost like he's laying it on too thick. Mm. Like, he's trying a little too hard when the lights are on, the camera's on. Just because he's just overdoes the happy, happy, joy, joy, you know?
Yeah, there's something... And he's got a very angular face... Like, his face is the shape of a rhombus. So, in his helmet, even, it looks like the cartoon Joker's coming at you. But he's just, he's a hell of a player. And it was a very intense interview. But by the way, this is him, because after Cal, when he had the big win against Cal from last year, he had the same thing about his teammates. And so this is who he is.
You mean the big win by Cal?
He came from Cal. He came from Cal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they won their last game of the year last year, and he did the whole brothers thing in God. So this is him.
I thought he was dead after the first play.
Yeah.
When he got rocked.
Ooh.
His shoulder got rocked.
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, the game's over. Because the other Mendoza was going to come in.
Yeah, his brother.
Apparently he's not as good.
No, he just got the wind knocked out of him.
But dude, Fernando Mendoza, for those that hadn't seen him play, and probably many people hadn't, he is legit.
Yep.
And that's probably the number one pick in the draft right there.
Certainly going to be in contention for it, and he's your Heisman Trophy winner.
So,
someone say, yeah, he looks like a Simpsons character. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's like a caricature.
Yeah, like a younger Mo Sizlak out there slinging the rock.
So here's what his post game interview sounded like on The Fan.
We were never supposed to be in this position, but by the glory of God, the great coaches, great teammates, everyone we have around us, we were able to pull this off. Whoever thought the Hoosiers would be here, but now the Hoosiers are flipping champs. Let's go!
You guys call yourself a bunch of misfits who found the right home at Indiana. Why was this the right place for this group?
It's the right place for process-oriented. We're going day by day, whether it's the offensive line, the defense, the coaches, special teams, we're all process-oriented to one goal. That's our thing, is we're brothers. We can drag teams into the deep end because we know that we're going to stick together and we're the strongest glue ever.
Tell me about finding Charlie Becker, third down, 2 minutes to go. We talk about Heisman moments, but take me through that one.
What an incredible, Charlie's been... He's been every single day in summer. We were always thrilled before practice, before at 7 a.m. on Sundays, doing spots, doing routes, and now you see it to come to fruition. He's my roommate. Couldn't be happy for such a young man as well as our defense playing lights out. And well, everybody just, what an incredible moment.
You know what that reminds me of? Howard freaking Dean. Yeah. That's what that reminds me of.
We're going to go back.
He's
awesome.
You got done beating Ohio State, number one team in the country. You just won the Big Ten. You won the Heisman. You can be as fired up as you want. That dude is greatness.
He is great.
And Cignetti was just as great. Did you see him on the...
I actually didn't.
Oh, God.
I didn't see his
dude,
interview.
That red ass, he is phenomenal. He was up there with, you know, the whole crew. So they had Ingram and all that. And all Cignetti was doing was looking at the stat sheet. He was like, they're trying to interview him, and he's looking down. He's like, all right,
yeah,
we were this.
Like, so we had 270.
it's greatness. Like, I know, obviously, Oregon, you're rooting for Oregon. I want to, it's not going to happen. Indiana will get tripped up. I believe that. The overall talent, it's going to be hard week after week. But my God, if Indiana found a way to finish this thing off, that is.
Dare we say they are America's team?
They are America's team. If you don't have a rooting interest in any of these teams, you didn't go to these schools, you should be rooting for Indiana, because freaking if Indiana can do it, by the grace of God and coaches, my God, like any that, it's just, it's incredible. You're not supposed to be able to do this. You're just not. And yet here they are. All from a guy that said, I win, Google me. And then had the nerve to get on the mic at a basketball game and say that Ohio State sucks. And then he just beat them.
Yeah. That's the other thing about Cignetti. He has done some really cool Dan Lanning type things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dan Lanning has a cool vibe about him.
Yeah.
You know. Cignetti has said and done some of those things, but I can't But it doesn't match his exterior, right? Like, he looks like just a high school PE teacher, you know?
Yes.
He looks like a dad.
Yeah.
And so it's weird that he's so cool. Mm-hmm. Like, you would, like, he seems like he should just be one of those red ass coach speak coaches. But he's actually great, and he totally gets the bit. You know, it's kind of, it doesn't fit the, I don't know, it just doesn't seem to fit what he looks like he should be.
He breaks the mold. Yeah, he just, he's not.
I mean, not to, like, go judging people based on what they look like, but come on, we all do that, don't
we? Yeah, yeah. Well, he looks like Mr. Woodcock. Again, he...
Yeah, like, he shouldn't be doing such cool things.
No.
Like, you know, he's like mic dropping fools.
Yes. He's fantastic, and that's why I said I think they're America's team. If you need a team to root for,
I said that, not you.
You,
you stealing my bits?
I'm stealing your.
You stealing my bits?
Google me, bitch.
God,
I'm pulling for Indiana. Go finish this damn thing off.
I'm trying to think who I'm pulling for. I don't want to see. Well, I have some financial interest in the tournament.
I understand,
and I won't. I won't talk about that.
Take that aside.
I actually don't mind Miami.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want to see Miami beat Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Obviously Oregon, but I'm not an Oregon fan. I don't know. Texas Tech, no, but I really do like what they've done.
Well, Texas Tech's kind of cool in that, like, and I guess I didn't know all this. I knew that Joey McGuire was a high school coach. Did you see any of that?
Ole Miss. Yeah.
So he was just a Texas high school coach, and he won several state championships on that field.
Yeah.
And so to see that guy who was like, you know what, I think I can do this, and to kind of put it in the wind and go try to start his college career, and then to win it on that field, and like there was a side-by-side photo of him holding the Big 12 title and the Texas State championship. Like, that was pretty cool.
It is cool, although I have watched Texas Tech enough to know that he may be a problem for them when push comes to shove. There was a moment, and I didn't write it down, so I don't remember what it was, but there was a moment in that game where I was like, what is he doing?
Well,
I'm talking about like game management stuff, but obviously their defense
is really good.
Freaking great.
Their offense leaves something to be desired.
Yeah, I think their offense will trip them up eventually, but I can't root for them. Like,
no.
And I'm not rooting for Georgia.
No.
Who else? Oh, Ole Miss is, you know, like,
oh,
what about Ole Miss?
Yeah.
If, the, you know, no Kiffin.
Without Kiffin. Yeah, I could see that. I could see you getting behind the land of misfit toys.
So I think I would root for Indiana, Miami, and Ole Miss, but I don't have money on any of those. I have money on two other teams, and I won't tell you who those two teams are. I do have money on Miami. It's just a long shot.
Yeah.
But bigger money on Ohio. On a couple of other teams. And I won't tell you who those are, Ohio State.
I still say, regardless of what happened last weekend.
So I'm rooting for Ohio State, and I hate that.
I feel firmly, I said this going into the weekend, and nothing changed, even though one of these teams lost. The two best teams in the country, and the two teams that I would not want to see if I'm Oregon, and this is where I think the bracket breaks for you, is they're both on the other side, is Georgia and Ohio State. And you only have to face one of them. I do not think that Oregon would be capable of beating Ohio State one week and turning around and beating Georgia the next, or vice versa. And you don't have to do that until you get to the championship game. So,
well, I would
I
say
think that's
this.
A good. I think that's a good break.
The Big 12 game was not very good. Although
no.
BYU did get up 7-0. I believe that BYU could play Texas Tech 30 times.
Yeah.
And I believe that they would lose all 30.
I don't disagree. And I.
Because the thing about Texas Tech, they just. Here's what you got to give Joey McGuire credit for.
Yeah.
Their offense, I mean, it ranks high because of some of the numbers they've put up.
But their defense puts them in such good spots.
Dude,
their defense is average.
Their defensive front is their team.
Yeah.
And they will wear you down over the course of a game.
Yeah.
And it will be really interesting to see them play the big boys, because they have not played. I don't think they've played any of the big boys yet this year,
have they? They have not.
Yeah, so watching them against an Oregon or an Indiana or certainly an Ohio State.
I want to see how that defense holds up.
Yeah, let's see how that. But it should. They got NFL guys all over there.
Yes, they do.
It should hold up. Their offense is what I worry about. But I would say this about Texas Tech is this is why I think BYU plays them 30 times. They lose all 30. Because Tech is really good about not screwing it up.
Yeah.
They don't panic.
No.
McGuire even said it. He said, we know we can wear you out. We're not afraid to get into deep water in a close game. We'll take the field goal when it's there. We're not going to get stupid. We're not going to turn it over. And that's really smart. Yeah. It's because they know they have the dudes over the course of a game to ultimately win out. But I feel like their offense may let them down.
Yeah, because having watched Texas Tech play, I watched Texas Tech play against Utah. I watched them play against Arizona State. I saw them play against BYU twice. I think that might be the extent of what I watched Texas Tech. And even though, you know, they score points, they will give you opportunities to stick around in games. They were not good in the red zone. I think their quarterback, because they had two of them that played, both those quarterbacks will give you some balls to make 50-50 balls on. That it was never like this overwhelming offensive juggernaut. But what they do is they choke you out, and eventually a defensive turnover, short field or whatever, and the offense can hit big plays against you. But at no point watching them did I ever think that that is truly an elite offense. But I think teams have only scored 20 points on them, I think maybe twice all year, and the one loss they had was 26-22. Again, defense did not let them down. It was the offense. So they can win a game, but they're kind of like the Houston Texans, and that the defense is going to keep them in every game, and can they drag the offense along? Can the offense score enough points?
Well, of the top five, Georgia, Ohio State, Indiana, and Oregon, those are all legit.
Yeah.
The one that is really, I'm really interested to see how it holds up is Texas Tech.
Yeah.
That would be the one.
Yeah.
With a side dish of Oregon.
Yeah.
You know.
I saw BYU had that opening drive where they went like 90 yards and they scored and they ran the ball. And I was all like, oh. BYU for the next 3.5 quarters had 81 yards of offense.
But you could see that coming. Like, dude,
wanted hope after one drive.
All of that was predictable. And you know this because maybe you played football. I don't know. Something Some like people that. Are saying you might have.
Some people.
BYU played them once already.
Yeah.
They had a long layoff to get ready for them. I think. Didn't they?
What do you mean?
They had a long layoff to get ready for them?
No.
Didn't they have an extra week?
Oh, there may have been a bye, but...
That's important. Okay. What I'm saying is they've already played Texas Tech once and it didn't go well.
Yeah.
So you knew their offense, at least early in the game, was going to come out with something that Texas Tech wouldn't be ready for.
Yeah.
And they did. 90 yards, 14 plays. But you also knew after watching maybe even the next one or two series, you were like, they're not doing that again.
No.
And so, you know, I mean, I think it was just predictable that BYU could probably have some success early against them because, you know, coaches throw in new wrinkles and they're like, oh, let's try this time. And we've seen them once, so you kind of know their tendencies and they can have some success, but you ain't doing that over. That's the whole thing about Texas Tech. Yeah. You're just not doing that over the course of a full four quarters.
So I think when Oregon ends up playing them, it's going to be a fun game because we've seen Oregon play some rock fights this year.
If Oregon ends up
playing
them.
When Oregon plays them.
Do not count your chickens.
When they play them. We've seen Oregon, and you know, whether it was the Washington game was a little bit this way, Iowa certainly was this way, Penn State in the second half. There have been plenty of defenses that have drug Oregon into deep water, and Texas Tech will do that.
And so will the Dukes of Madison James.
No, they won't. The nice part is that we've seen Oregon make the plays when they have to. But I do think that from a defensive standpoint, this is going to be by far the best defense that they will have played. And I think this is going to be a really fun game.
Yeah. Not a lot of people have seen the Dukes, but they're legit. All right.
I wish we could fast forward past that.
That is conference championship weekend. Oh, and by the way, my Dukies, they won me money. So I was really happy to.
The Dukies.
I was really. That Manny Diaz is the coolest looking coach.
Yeah.
On the sideline.
But that interview that he gave afterwards, come on, Manny.
Well, you don't want him to talk, but you just want him to
stop.
Wear the headset. He's kind of sexy.
Yeah.
He's got the hair and the
beard.
Looks
like Kelly Ripa's husband.
He's got a little bit of, between him and Deion Sanders, I think they're the coolest looking coaches over there, you know.
Okay.
But they beat Virginia, which was great.
I don't know how they beat Virginia, but they did.
Well, I can tell you how. Would you like my analysis?
The Virginia.
Virginia sucks. How that team won the ACC. Well, they didn't win the ACC, but how that team got in the ACC title game, I have no idea.
Duke was up by 2 scores, and Duke was like, we suck so bad, we'd like to give you the game. And Virginia was like, no, no, no. We suck. You take it.
Amazing. All right. Let's get to some NFL nasties coming up next. Are we on? Yeah. We got to go to Schultzy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Let's be great. Let's be great. Let's be great.
Now to the NFL, where it appears that Philip Rivers is coming back.
Yeah, they're going to give him a crack. So he's 44. He's a grandfather. So
what?
Yeah, he's a grandfather. He's a 44-year-old. He's 44-year-old granddad.
Is he going to be the only grandfather in the playing in the NFL?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
Yes. Well, I'm not certain about that, but I feel pretty confident. Yes, he's the only grandfather. How many
grandfathers play in professional sports? Not
well.
Many.
LeBron's old enough to be a granddad. I mean, Bronny could squeeze one out. But yeah, so we had Daniel Jones tear his Achilles. Anthony Richardson hurt himself in pregame warmups with a busted eye orbital all those weeks ago.
Brett Favre. I mean, obviously he's not playing now, but Brett Favre was famously. So
he was a granddad?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still playing.
And the spokesman for the Gordon Fisherman Company.
2010.
And then Riley Leonard has a knee problem. It doesn't look like he's going to be able to go. So they got Brett Rippon. And they were like looking through. There was a list of like practice squad quarterbacks they could get. No one of any sort of interest. So I guess they have they've reached out. And Philip Rivers is going to go have a meeting. He's going to fly to Indy. They got to see whether or not he can actually play and whether he wants to play. But it sounds like the Philip Rivers thing is at least going to, they're going to kick the tires on it.
Oh my God.
For what it's worth, Drake May last year talked about that when he was working out, getting ready for the draft and the season, that he was working with Philip Rivers. And it was Drake May, Philip Rivers, and a couple other rookies. And they said they had a throwing contest, and they said Philip Rivers won it. He said he still slings it. So
what if Philip Rivers comes back at the age of 44? He's a grandfather.
Yeah.
And he finally gets his ring.
Well, that's...
Does that rival the Cignetti story? Like, you're talking about the Indiana. So, the Colts... Well, the Pacers were just in the finals, by the way.
Yeah.
But they didn't get over the hump. That's a great story.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about the Indiana story being one of the best stories in the history of college football.
Oh, hands down.
Wouldn't this be just as good? Philip Rivers at the age, never won the Super Bowl, Hall of Famer, never won the Super Bowl. He comes back out of nowhere as a granddad and leads the Colts to the Super Bowl.
Problem is that the Colts are in the middle of an absolute free-for-all, and they're not going to make the postseason. But yes, if somehow he stabilized that, it would be... Again, just Disney type stuff that we'd make fun of the movie. for being unrealistic, and yet we'd get it in real life. They've got some bigger problems too, though. The Colts have real issues. It was fun while it lasted. I mean, I'll give you credit. You did say this a number of weeks ago. You're like, dude, Indy's coming back down to earth. And I thought they had built up, I think they were 8-1 at some point. They lost 4 in a row. They had built up such a cushion. I just couldn't see them falling off the face of the earth. But it is officially happened. They will not.
Daniel Jones was.
Yes. And he reminded us. And now he's hurt. But the other crappy part about that is he cost himself a bunch of money.
Yeah. That makes it sound like his fault.
No,
I feel bad for him.
Yes.
Because that dude, he's tough as hell.
Yep.
He was playing on a fractured fibula.
Yeah.
And then busts his Achilles. Yeah. And then when he busts his Achilles, he knows it. He was pretty, I mean, I don't know, watching him out there, it was like, it was sad and he knew it and everybody knew it, but he was pretty tough about it. He got up and walked off, and like, I don't know. I got a lot of respect for
me too.
For Daniel Jones.
He was in line to maybe get a Baker Mayfield sort of thing. He's going to sign something, Geno Smith, Sam Darnold. I mean, he was going to ink himself 25 to 35, somewhere in that range, and now nothing. And so who knows what happens when he comes back. The other thing to be wary of, and, you know, Indy did this. We saw the Texans do this a couple years ago. We saw the Commanders do it this year. You had a little success, and you tried to shove all your chips in the middle, and you traded away two first-round picks for Sauce Gardner and said, hey, there's a window right here, and we're going all in. We're tying ourselves to Daniel Jones. And now you don't have a quarterback this year. You don't have a quarterback next year. You don't have either one of your first-round picks. You've got Sauce Gardner, who's now dealing with his own calf injury. And you're kind of looking around, and you're like, dude, we still have holes on this team. Does that sound like anyone else? Does that sound like the Washington Commanders? Trading for Lattimore and going out and getting Debo and being like, oh, no, we were a game away, when in reality, you were not a game away. Texans kind of did this with their offense. Luckily, their defense is so good, it's kind of dragging them along. But I just think sometimes in the NFL, like, we get a taste of this. And I'm glad New England didn't do this. And I hope New England doesn't do this offseason. Just let things grow and marinate. Build a real team around a young quarterback. And it may take an extra year. You know, whether it's the Denver Broncos, the New England Patriots, just be patient. As opposed to trying to microwave this thing. Because more often than not, when you do that, it blows up in your face. And right now, it is absolutely blowing up in Indianapolis's face. I mean, what do they do about quarterback next year?
God, I don't know.
Cool.
Phillip Rivers, baby.
Yeah, right? You going to go with Anthony Richardson again? Have fun.
What if they get Tom Brady, Drew Brees, and Phillip Rivers, and they just rotate them in?
I love that idea, in that, like, hey, we know none of you can finish an entire game. We're just asking you to play one quarter each.
That's right. Brady in the first. No, Brady in the fourth.
Brady in the fourth. Yeah.
You start out with Rivers, maybe. Get to Brees.
Yeah, you warm up a little bit. You go to Brees, and then you turn.
I don't know what you do for the third.
Maybe a wildcat sort of situation.
Give it to Jonathan Taylor.
I saw Vinny Testaverde was making the rounds doing interviews. Get his old ass out there.
He's probably, is he 60?
He's got to be so old. I mean, he was an old man because we played him when I was with the Buccaneers. We played him when he was with the Jets. He's got to be close to 60.
All right, we got to wrap this
he
baby
looks great,
up.
Though.
Yeah, he does look, he looks way better than I thought. Yeah. I saw that interview and I was like, wow, that's Vinny. He looks, because you know, you got a brace.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah.
It's like Bernie Kosar just passed.
He's 62.
Did Bernie Kosar die? Not yet.
No, he's not.
He's still, okay. I think he's still alive.
I think he had like a liver transplant.
Yeah, he has some health issues. And I saw him and I was like, oh man. That's, And I know he's had a rough.
No, Vinny looks great.
But Vinny looks great. Pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. We had a there was like a group luncheon because we played the Jets in like the Tokyo Bowl or something. It was some preseason NFL thing they did over in Japan. And I got the pleasure of just somehow ending up at a table with Vinny Testaverde. That is one of the coolest dudes I've ever been around.
Yeah, everybody says that.
If you ever get a chance to sit and just listen to Vinny Testaverde, that guy is freaking awesome.
He had a low-key great career, too.
Yes! He's way better than anyone realizes, and he was just you ever just leave a room and you're like, oh my God, I see why every woman wants to sleep with that guy, and every guy wants to hang out with him. He's just a cool dude.
Vinny Testaverde, total earnings before we go.
Huh. Because he didn't play when they made huge money, but I'll bet you he made $80 million?
Approximately $51 million.
Okay. Right. Yeah. He's doing good. Yeah. Living that South Florida life.
Pretty good. Okay, we will wrap it up next on The Fan. Johnny Mathis.
Oh, this is just good stuff right here.
It is the most wonderful time of the year, except that this weather really sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Balls.
It's going to be here for a couple more days. Oh. The atmospheric river.
We're really screwdy-overed.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think?
I think that's correct.
Kind of got screwdy-overed.
It's the official term. Thanks a lot, weather gods.
We got to get out of here because we got to get to the club.
Yeah.
It looks like Herbert. So we're watching Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
And it is 7-3 in favor of the Chargers. But it looks like the Eagles are kind of figuring out that Herbert's really having problems with that wrist. And it's not his throwing wrist, but
no.
He's already taped it back. So he's wearing this brace that they made, and he's already had to tape it. And they are not – he's only thrown the ball 5 times.
Yeah.
And he just got tackled on a scramble. Like, he's toughing it out. He just got tackled on a scramble, but he's literally holding his arm – away from any sort of contact, or yes. His hand away from any sort of contact.
Well, he did just have surgery on it. I can't imagine that is,
I know,
is,
but
is
it's
rather
just,
tender.
It's crazy that he's playing, and I get that he can still throw it, but I feel like the Eagles are kind of figuring out here that, okay, maybe you're not exactly the Justin Herbert of a couple of weeks ago.
Just grab his damn hand.
Yeah, see, I don't know. You played.
Look at Schultze in there, just like kick him in the D.
I love Justin Herbert. I have a Justin Herbert Chargers jersey. It's the only NFL one I own right now. But if I'm an Eagle, right, Suk?
They
grab
do
him
that,
by
right?
the hand.
Yeah. The guys do that.
You're not going to necessarily grab him by the hand, but I will. And you have to be careful about the whole bounty gate. So what we always did, whenever you're getting ready to play a team, there's a scouting report, right? And they get the little femme out there, and they'd be like, all right, this is who you're playing. And then the offensive line coach would be like, so the injury report on 53, he's got a bad knee, so that would be the inside knee when he's taking on the double team, just so you know. And then he would circle it. So it's more of that.
You have to be subtle about it.
You got to be subtle about it,
like,
yes.
Like, it would be Bush League to go right at the hand.
Yes.
But if you're on the bottom of a pile, yes. And my, Justin's hand's down there.
My guess is that one of the things that was said is if you get around the quarterback, swipe at the ball.
Yeah.
If you're near the quarterback, swipe at the ball.
Well, you would do that anyway.
But. Yes, but you are going to swipe at the ball is code for hit his damn hand.
Yeah. I mean,
yes. They're going to be like ball security. He's not going to be under center. He's going to be careful back there. So if you get near him, rake at the ball. Wink, rake at the ball. If you're going to hit him, we really like this launch point here, somewhere around this midsection where his hand is. There's a lot of stuff like that.
Hey, Daniel Jones has a fractured fibula. Chop block his ass.
Dude. Hey, I'll say this. You can make fun of a lot of people in this league for being candy asses. Justin Herbert and Daniel Jones ain't one of them.
Well, who's a candy ass in the NFL?
Yeah, there's some dudes that are pretty soft. Not
many.
Yeah,
but they're not like regular guy soft. Like, just to play in the NFL. Like, yeah. I get kickers and punters and crap like that.
Yeah.
But
I mean, there's some guys that always
get
you're
out there.
Yeah, it's...
That's a man's game, man.
It's a tough sport.
But I ain't calling you soft.
Daniel Jones and Justin Herbert get a universal pass. Those dudes are... They're playing... Well, not Daniel Jones
There's
anymore.
A lot of corners who don't like contact,
yes.
You can tell.
And there's guys that, you know, look, there's just... One of the things about the league is if you're going to make it, you have to be able to play through pain. And Daniel Jones and Justin Herbert are willing to play through pain. So you can't... The pretty boy quarterback label, not on these two.
Although he is a pretty boy.
Yeah, Herbie. Both are.
Yeah.
Dan Jones is a good looking kid.
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah, I would rate Herbert higher than Jones on the...
On the handsome meter?
On the hot meter. On the hot scale.
They're not Tom Brady, but you know.
God, no one's Tom Brady. I mean...
Dan Jones...
Who would rival Tom Brady in quarterback handsomeness?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Garoppolo, yeah, there you go. And they had... Think about that. They had the same... Those two guys on the same damn team.
Dude.
Are you kidding me?
Just cutting a swath through the you-know-what of New England. God. Look out, Massachusetts.
Well,
woman.
Wasn't that the whole thing?
Are you kidding
that
me?
Brady was...
a little jealous.
Yeah, he was a little jealous of Garoppolo. Maybe Garoppolo was getting in on his tud.
He's getting... stealing some of that scush away from Tom, and Tom couldn't have that.
All right. The club hour is coming up next. Sorry, sir, your room isn't quite ready. Here is 33 drinks. We'll be right back on The Fan.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.